Life Audio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Fear feels real, doesn't it? I have experienced fear numerous times in my lifetime. Years ago, I came inches from beating the crap out of this kid at a gym. I was scared for him. Then eventually, I was scared for myself. It's Billy Yancey. Welcome back to my podcast. Please hit the subscribe button. Back to the story.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So this goes back to 2002. I left Flex Gym. You know, I was on bad terms with Big Al. And I went to a new gym. I went to Gold's Gym. It was a new gym in the area. They cleared out an old grocery store, old Food Lion. And it was a Monday afternoon. It was rush hour. It was packed. I was training this little girl named Justin. I think she was getting ready for a figure competition. So anyway, training her. And there's these two guys. We'll call them tall guy, short guy. There's two guys over by the dumbbells. And they're making all this racket. And they're making all this racket because every time they finish a set, they drop the dumbbells. And it create all this noise. You can hear it all over the gym. Just go bang, bang. So, you know, as a trainer, I worked for Gold's. It was our job to basically keep the peace, if you will, and make sure people are not dropping the dumbbells, this, that, and the other. So, we're about, I don't know, 50 feet, 75 feet away from where they are, where the dumbbells are. And I get the attention of the two guys doing it. And I waved at them. I said, you know, I mouthed, quit dropping the dumbbells. And they kept doing it. So I signal again. Hey, cut it out. Quit dropping the dumbbells. And the little one, tall, short guy, he flips me off like double birds me. Justin looks at me. I looked at Justin and I said, I'll be right back. And Justin goes, she goes, no, don't go over there. I said, I'll be just fine. I'll be right back. I was hot. So I made a beeline over this guy and I got in his face. I said, what did you say? And he does it again. Double birds me. Everyone's standing around. So everyone's like, ooh. So I was scared for him because I got a really bad temper and I just needed it. I don't want to lose my job. So I make a beeline for my manager. He's in his office. I tell him what's going on. And I said, these guys got to go. He says, I'll take care of it. So I go back over to Justin. I watch my manager go over to the guy. So I'm like, okay, yeah. You know, I'm about to watch these guys get kicked out. Blah, blah, blah. That doesn't happen. I look at Justin. She looks at me. My manager is walking towards me. And I'm getting hot because I cannot believe that I just got embarrassed by these two guys, especially the little one. And they're still in here. So he walks up and I said, what's going on? he said they'd stop. And I'm like, what? Man, they punked you. So I'm hot. And I just, you know, part of it was, you know, I got embarrassed. You know, who wants to be embarrassed in front of all those people? Another thing is, you know, these guys broke the rules. They should have been kicked out for at least a couple of days. And that's not how it went down. So anyway, I digress. I was, like I said, I was mostly scared for him. I was scared for me losing my job. And what eventually happened is a couple months later, I decided that was it. And this is when I got into the second fear. So my own fear. So my fear, which was more meaningful this time, was I had decided to leave Gold's and open my own gym. And that's a whole other just different type of fear of being on my own, have my own business. I had never done that before. I had always, you know, depended on other places, right? That had traffic and foot traffic. So all of a sudden, all the responsibility was on me. And I'll never forget having the opportunity to come over to the space where my business has been for almost 19 years now. It was an old bar, and I came to check it out. It was a dive. It was open from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. It was called the London Bridge Inn. The owner passed away. His kids want nothing to do with the bar. And this place was just, it was disgusting. It had three layers of paneling. You pull the panel off, you'd smell smoke. It was just disgusting. And my wife at the time, I brought her over, and she's like, we'll talk about it later. And I said, well, I already committed. And she's like, you what? She's like, Billy, this place is a dump. You do whatever you want. Either way, I was scared out of my mind, you know, and I had quite a few people from Gold's say, hey, man, I can't wait until your gym opens up. I'm going to come check you out. And it never happened. It never happened. I sat in here by hours from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. when I started out. I worked every day. I never closed. No days off. And I sat in here for many, many, many hours by myself, scared half to death. And because I didn't know what to do, I was scared about how to get business, how to get traffic, you know, how to just all the, you know, taxes and just stuff, just all the nuances of owning your own business. I was scared out of my mind. Am I going to fail? People are going to laugh at me, this, that, and the other. And you know what? Here's the thing. Best part about all this is that there is God. And our scripture for today is Isaiah chapter 43, the first verse. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Thank God for God. Thank God for God. Right? Over the years, I have learned to be fearless. Regardless of circumstances, regardless of the situations, regardless of complications, there is nothing I cannot work through, figure out, or solve. Nothing. The same goes for you. There is no problem you cannot solve or issue you cannot resolve. Listen, fear will shake you. Fear will rattle you. Fear will stir you. Don't allow it to stop you. It's how we grow. That's how we learn. God's got our back. That's just the way it is. That's how we learn. That's how we get stronger. Not just by facing our fears, but fighting and battling and working through our fears. God's got our back. Always has. Does. Always will. Always. Thank you for joining me today, everybody. Please hit the subscribe button on the way out. Next week, we'll be talking about goals, short-term, long-term goals. Do you have goals? See you next week. God bless. Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.